What are we, December 12th, 2011. So, Key Slave, we were a little bit before Hanukkah, so my mind went to a little bit of Chachma Yevanis, and I thought maybe Greek wisdom, but when I was looking into it, instead of maybe it would be an idea for a different shiur, it's still topical, I think, you know, but it's topical instead of just this month, I think all year long, and just how we live our lives, especially to the people sitting in this, you know, for us in this room, who we probably all subscribe to some form of Torah im derech eretz, Torah im Torah mada, Torah im chachma, however you like to pick your adjective. So I just wanted to go through probably, you know, some sources. We're going to see on the very first page, sort of, you know, two Gemaras, one in Brachos and one in Menachos, that have the same characters, Rabbi Shmuel and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. They seem to be saying maybe opposite things in each Gemara, and we're going to try to see, are we Rabbi Shmuel Jews, are we Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Jews, how does, and I thought I might have come up with a little bit of a difference of opinion between Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and Rav Norman Lamb. So we'll see if that's... but you have to check that out maybe yourselves, or maybe I have to, you know, when I can corner one of them, I don't know, or one of their Talmidim. One of their Talmidim and see if I understood them correctly. Okay, so the Pasuk starts in Yehoshua, L'yom Moshefer HaTorah Zemipicha. The Torah should not be... how would you say, abandoned, or from your lips?
Never leave your lips.
V'gisa b'yom v'alayla, you should meditate upon them morning and night. L'man tishma l'sos k'chol ha'kasuv bo, ki az tatsliach yad darkecha v'az taskil. Because you should, you know, follow what's written in it, and you'll be matzliach in all your ways, and you'll act wisely. So that's a pasuk in Yehoshua, in the beginning of Yehoshua. So when you think about that phrase, Yugisa Bayom Valaila, so I guess colloquially, you think you should meditate upon them, you know, day and night. It sounds like more of a minimalist or maximalist. It sounds like maximalist, that you have to, it sounds like it's just a euphemism for all day. Every, you know, the whole day, you have to be involved in Torah. So, and that's how the Gemara and the third source is going to understand it too, in the Havamina. Because it has to see how that jives with the next pasuk. The Nasati Matarzachem Yorel Makosh, pasuk in Shema, that Hashem will bring the rains in its time, the early rains, the late rains. The Asaf, I was just humbling one time, a Rebbe, a high school Rebbe once, you know, oh, you guys know the words of Shema, and he threw out Yorel Makosh, and he said, what, you know, can you, you know, do you know what those mean? And, you know, so you say certain words sometimes without, you know, back then, without thinking about them. Yerer makosha safta deganecha, and you should harvest your grains with yirashcha v'yitzarecha. So the Gemara is going to notice in the source 3 a tension between those two psukim. It says Tana Rabbanan v'asafta deganecha, that you're going to gather in your grains. Matamid lomar lefishenema. Why did it have to say that pasuk? Why did it have to say that phrase? Because it said in the pasuk in Yehoshua, lo yomer sefer Torah zamipicha yachol dvarim kechsavam. You might think that it, you know, that means that v'gisa v'yom v'lai, it's only Torah all the time. So the Torah tells us, "Hamalav asafta deganecha hanag b'hem minag derech eretz divrei Rabbi Shmuel." Rabbi Shmuel says that the v'asafta deganecha tells you, the Torah is telling you that you are allowed to work your fields. You're allowed to.
That's the bracha.
Okay.
That's the bracha. If you do everything, you do, then you get matar tzachem b'tov yisaf deganecha. It's not kilu b'diavad. That's the best case scenario in the Torah.
Because the Torah that pasuk is talking about when we're following the mitzvahs. Yes. Talking about the mitzvahs, and you'll be v'asafta deganecha. True. It's talking about it in a good thing. So, but the, now, how to understand, so the Havamina was that V'gisa Bayom V'alayla is overarching. You have to learn all day. Now we say, no, we know that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can, Nag Behem Minag Derech Eretz. Asafta Zganecha allows you to go, you know, allows you to work. So, but is that, how did that change our, you know, did it change our Havamina or not in terms of, or how, how expansive is this V'asafta D'ganecha? Rashi actually takes a very minimalist view and says, really, our Havamina was correct. Really, V'gisa Bayom V'alayla means you should be learning all day. So what does V'asafta D'ganecha just tell you? It says, Hanag Behem Minag Derech Eretz. Look at Rashi. He took a very minimalist approach. He says, Minag Derech Eretz, Shim Tova Lidei Tzorech Abrios, Sofech Levatel Midivrei Torah. Rashi seems to be saying, if I understand correctly, that he's saying that why is Rabbi Shmuel saying to be Noag Behem Minag Derech Eretz, V'asafta D'ganecha? Because if you don't, then you're going to come to not being able to be fulfilled, be Gisa Bayom Vayla, being involved in Torah all day. If you just say, I'm going to sit and learn for these next 5 years and I'm not going to work, you know, then you're going to deplete all your savings, and then all of a sudden you're going to have nothing left, and then the rest of the next 50 years you're going to have to be knocking on doors to collect tzedakah. When you're knocking on doors collecting tzedakah, you're not being learning. So he's saying, make an investment, I think, in Derech Eretz to allow you, so you won't come to be mevatel medivrei Torah. And that's what V'asafta D'ganecha, didn't really modify V'gisa Bayom V'alayla's expansionist, but it just told you how to act so you can then fulfill V'gisa Bayom V'alayla Torah in its maximal way.
In other words, the ultimate is to learn the whole day.
Correct.
Since that's not possible.
Correct.
Because you live in the real world. So
right.
Yeah.
So therefore, learn. Yeah. So therefore, because if you don't, then maybe you'll be learning, you'll be acting like V'gisa Bayom V'alayla for the next few years, but in the long term, when you look at how much Torah you learned over your life, you learn less Torah if you do work a little bit, you'll be able to be involved in Torah and many hours of Torah over your life much more maximally. However, that's not the only way that you can learn, that pasuk. You could have learned that V'asafta D'ganecha is really, you thought it changed the Havamina. You thought that V'gisa Bayom V'alayla meant learning all day. No, V'asafta D'ganecha says no. The Torah says that you are allowed to be involved in working your fields. We want you to be involved in working your fields. And at the time when you are Noag Behem Minag Derech Eretz, when you're acting in this way, then Torah does not apply. V'gisa Bayom V'alayla, you thought applied all the time. Now there's an exception to it. When you're Noag Behem Minag Derech Eretz, when you're acting in the way of the world, when you're acting in a normal way, Torah, or the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, doesn't apply, but it applies only in all your free time. If you're involved in constructive work, in working, and then we're going to say minag derech eretz means being involved in your family, and your kids, and if you need a little bit relaxing time, and working, all that, but now when you have free time, that's when V'gisa Bayom V'alayla would apply. But if not, but this pasuk tells you, but it doesn't apply when you're Noag Behem Minag Derech Eretz. If you learn that latter way, I think that could how people might understand why when it comes to Talmud Torah and other mitzvos, the rules change when it comes to Osipi mitzvah, Potom mitzvah. Thank you. So normally, when you're involved in one mitzvah and another mitzvah comes along, even though that you don't have, you're involved in mitzvah A, you don't have to stop mitzvah. You shouldn't stop mitzvah A to be involved in and to do mitzvah B. But with Talmud Torah, that rule doesn't apply. Next source: Talmud Torah Shakol Kenegad Kol Mitzvos Hayilafana Vasiyas Mitzvah V'Talmud Torah. If you have in front of you learning Vasiyas Mitzvah V'Talmud Torah, you can either learn or do the mitzvah. Im Efshel Mitzvah La'Asos Ayde Acherim. So if the mitzvah is a type that can be done by other people, so Lo Yafli Talmido. So you should continue learning if this mitzvah can be done by someone else. But if it's a type of mitzvah that can't be done by anybody else, then you stop your learning, you do your mitzvah, and then go back to learning. So why did you stop your learning? I mean, if it's osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, why are you stopping it? Especially if it's a mitzvah, shekeneged, shakol, keneged kol mitzvos, why are you stopping the bigger mitzvah to do the smaller mitzvah? Why don't the rules... So, but if you understood that we said that really Talmud Torah applies, and maybe I think this is how the stipler understood it, that it applies in all your free time, But when you're involved in constructive work, that Talmud Torah doesn't apply that during that time. So therefore, when you have some mitzvah, and that involves constructive work, that involves mitzvahs. So during that time, when a mitzvah confronts you, then there is no mitzvah. It's not that you're osik b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah at that time. Mitzvah Talmud Torah only applies during one's free time. Another idea that I saw in Osik B'mitzvah Patur B'mitzvah, which seemed a little bit different, and people can think about it, was they said not so much that, you know, that formulation, that Talmud Torah only applies during one's free time, but when one's involved in constructive acts, Minog Derech Eretz, then it doesn't apply. It was more of the fact that the principle of that you should make your lilmod al manas lasos. That really, that when a person Torah is all encompassing and Torah affects all of life, all aspects of one life. So therefore, when you're learning and now something an aspect comes up, so if you don't stop your learning to do the mitzvah, so it reflects back on what type of learning you're doing. If you don't stop to do the mitzvah, that means you're learning just to learn, not learning to, you know, to do. So the learning just to learn and not to do is an inferior type of learning. So if you don't stop the learning, really learning is the best. But if you don't stop it, then it's going to show you that your learning isn't so good because you're being lilmod lo almanas lasos. So you have to stop. And the rules of osim mitzvah and mitzvah don't apply because it's a little counterintuitive, but by stopping, you're showing the primacy of Torah, that you're learning Torah on such a level that it's lilmod almanas lasos, which is a higher level than lo almanas lasos. Okay, so okay, so that was what we were saying, maybe understanding Rabbi Yishmael here. So Rabbi Yishmael says, Vasaftet Ganecha, Hanag Behem Minog Derech Eretz. However, this Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, we have to move a little bit in high gear. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Efsha Adam Choresh Bishach Harisha, Uvuzorea Bishas Zria, Vakosa Bishas Ksira, Vidash Bishas Disha, Vuzera Bishas Aruach. You're going to do all these acts in their appropriate times. Torah Matia Alecha, Aleha. When are you going to have time to learn? Right? So he learns that Safta Ganecha is actually, it's almost like a curse. Ela Bizman She Yisrael Osin Ratzon Shel Makom. When the Jews are doing the Ratzon of Hashem, then their Malacha is done by other people. And he quotes Pesachim. However, when Zman, which is now, however, when Zman She Ein Yisrael Osin Ratzon Shel Makom, then the Malacha is not Sasayidei Atzman and not Safta Ganecha. Shenema Vasafta Ganecha. And not only that, then they also have to do, when they're not doing Ratzon Hashem, they have to do other people's work. So Rabbi Shmuel says, really, he says, Vasafta Deganecha? Vasafta Deganecha is only when, that's not the ideal, that's only when we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, but really, what should we be doing? We should be learning all day. Because if you don't, if you start being Noah Graham like Rabbi Shmuel, you'll never have time to, you'll be involved in work all day, and you won't have time to learn, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So the Gemara continues. Abaye says, "Harbe also k'Rabbi Yishmol." A lot of people acted like minog derech eretz. They worked and they learned and they were successful. Also b'yadon k'Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai tried it. Many people tried it like Shimon ben Yochai, but also b'yadon, and it wasn't successful. And Amalu Rava L'Rabbanan, Rava said to his, Rabbanan meaning his students, Bimtusa Minayu, please, I beg of you, B'yomi Nisan of Yomi Tishrei, these 2 months of the year, which are like harvest times, Lo Tidchazu Kamai, don't be in front of me in yeshiva, don't be in yeshiva during those months, rather go home, Ki Chechir Lo Tetradu Chaychu Kulu Shasa. So go home, harvest during those months, so therefore you, and then you can come back to yeshiva the other 10 months a year and be involved in learning, but you don't have to, you know, worry about the parnasa. So again, it seems like they're, you know, those are two ideas. Abaye and Rava seem to be going like Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so but now if we look at the next Gemara, Menachos, we're going to see the same two players, Rabbi Yishmael and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and they seem to be saying taking opposite positions. So remember, in Brachos, Rabbi Yishmael was the one that said, Nagbam minag derech eretz, you can work, be involved in the world. And Rabbi Yishmael says, no, learn all day. You know, that's a curse, you know, because if you're involved in work, you'll never have time, you know, to learn. But what does it say in the Gemara Menachos? So the first line of the Gemara is playing off previously, which talks about that the lechem haponim should be lefanai tamid, should be constantly on the shulchan. So they were talking about how exactly did they, when the mishmar ended and the next mishmar started at the end of the week, actually when what. How did they remove the lechem upon him? So they wanted. So the Chacham said that they used to push the new ones on, and that pushed off the old ones. So it was always tamid meant that it was always, you know, 24/7, 365. It was always had lechem upon him on the shulchan. However, Rabbi Yossi said, no, you can take off, you know, the old ones and put them on the floor, and wait a minute, and then put on the new ones, and that's still considered tamid. As long as you don't have the whole day or night and day go by, you know, without the lechem panim, that's called tamid. That's still called, you know, that it's constantly on it. Tanya, Rav Yossi Omri, afilu silik et yishon ha-shachris, v'sidret ha-chadosh ha-arvis, as long as you didn't have a whole day go through with nothing was on it, but you always made sure that there was something on it, at least, you know, over the course of the day. Ein b'kach klum, that's fine. It's fine to switch the lechem upon him that way, taking off the old one and then putting on the new one. Ela ma ani mekayim lefnei tamid, so lefanai tamid. Shelo yonon shulchan below lechem, but there can't be either a whole night or a whole day going by where nothing's on it. But as long as part of the day, every day, and every night, as long as it was lechem panim on it, that would be okay. I'm a Rav Ami. So Rav Ami, interesting. From that halach of tamid, he jumps. To the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, Midvarav Shel Rabbi Yossi Nilmad. So, since Rabbi Yossi said that Tamid can be fulfilled with, doesn't mean, it means consistently, but not constantly. It doesn't mean that it's always there. So, therefore, let's understand, maybe we can understand his words how we would apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So, he would say, Amar Rav Ami, Midvarav Shel Rabbi Yossi Nilmad, Afil Lo Shona Adam, Ela Perek Echad Beshachvis, Perek Echad Arvis, as long as you learn some Torah in the morning and some Torah at night, you fulfill the mitzvah of what it says in Yoshua, our first Pasuk, Lo Yomash HaSefer Torah Zemi Picha. Amar Rav Yochan Mishun Rav Shem Ben Yochai, here's that same player. Rashbi says, Afil Lo Kar Adam, Ela Kriyash Mashachvis Arvis, Kim Lo Yomash. And people say, don't say this in front of people, because if people think that you can fulfill your mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because you're Yomam v'layla, by just saying Shema, Yomam and Layla, then they'll say, oh, you know, I don't have to, why am I coming to a shir Monday night? I already dive in Ma'ariv, I fulfilled my mitzvah of learning. So don't tell people that that they can fulfill their mitzvah of Talmud Torah just with Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema at night. Rava says, Mitzvah l'amr b'fnei amaretz. No, please tell it to them. If they understood that was the pasuk where it says, V'gi, that you fulfilled your mitzvah of Torah, and it says, Ki az tatzlich et arkecha, all you, just by reading a few psukim, and that's Hashem's going to be so happy with you, and you filled such an important mitzvah like Talmud Torah, that matzlich d'arkecha, then surely, you know, if you spent more time learning, it would be even, you know, even being better for you. It would be mechazik people. A psychological, you know, which one would be better, you know, to tell the masses. Okay, so again, so according to here, Rabbi Shmuel is taking, it seems, a very minimalist approach for Talmud Torah, and he's saying you can fulfill Talmud Torah just with, you know, Shema in the morning, Shema at night. But we have Rabbi Shimon Yochai previously in Brachos said that you have to be learning all day. So there seems obviously a question between those two Gemaras. And now we're going to have Rabbi Shmuel. Shaul ben Dama ben Achosus or Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's nephew asked him. He asked Rabbi Shmuel, Gugon ani, shelimadati kol Torah kula, like I who finished all of Torah. I learned all of Torah. Mahu lima chachma yavanis. Can I go now and learn Greek wisdom? So Karalav Hamikra Zeh. So Rabbi Yishmael answered him, Lo Yomer Shefer Torah Zeh Mipicha Bigasu Bayomun Balayla. Tzei Uvdok Shah She'en Lo Min Hayom Ve'lo Min Halayla. Go find a day that's not night or day. V'limit Bo Chachmo Yavanis. Yeah. You know when you can learn Greek wisdom? When you can find a time that's not day and night. Never. You can never learn Greek wisdom. Right. So it seems like. So that's the question. Rabbi Shmuel, in the first source in Bracha, says, you can go to work, you can have a normal life, right? Torah is not all-encompassing. And here, you have a guy who says, I learned the Torah, can I learn, you know, Chachma Yavanis? And he says, no. So he seems to take a much more... Excellent. Okay. So Rabbi Shmuel is a little easy to answer. So what's the answer? Say it again. Say it.
For Derech Eretz, to practically work for Parnassus, of course you could. But
okay.
Just for your... general pursuit of secular knowledge without
right.
being work related. No.
Okay, so that's right. So then again, how expansive? But that's exactly the answer. So if you look in the next one, which is the Maharal says. Tries to answer Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, again. So Rabbi Shmuel gives your answers. Nira the Chachma Yevanis, the Hasam Ari Chachma Sheim La Shaychus El Torah Klal has no connection to Torah at all. Klal Kamo Chachma Shei B'Malitza O Mashal. There's certain type of Ramazim there, and mysteries and riddles, and it has nothing to do with any. You know, it has no applicability to, you know, back to Torah. So exactly what you said, Rabbi Yishmael says that v'gisa b'yom v'layla. But then you have, if you're involved in minog derech eretz, some constructive work, so parnasa, and some people might want maybe enlarge it. Any creative, you know, construct, like I said, talking with your family, talking with the kids, things of minog derech eretz. Maybe other things in Mada that can help you in Torah, like he says, Avala Chachmas, Lamod Ala Metzias, Seder Olam, Vadai Mutal Lilmod. If you have other types of Chachma that can help you in either Heksher Talmud Torah, and other, you know, other pursuits that might increase your, you know, your spirituality, you know, so those type of chachmas can, you know, can be, you can be involved with, because that, and that's what he means by minhag derech eretz. Chachma Yevanis is so far removed from that, you don't, you know, that you couldn't, doesn't give you the Torah. He didn't say everything you can do, you know, as opposed to begisa b'yom alayla, only like you said, minhag derech eretz, is that limited to work. Was a little bit more expansive, but obviously it didn't include Chachma Yevanis. But so then we would say we are Rabbi Shmuel Jews, and it works out well. People who are involved, as long as we're involved in Minhag Derech Eretz, then we're okay. And but then again, in all our free time, we should be you should be learning. You should be learning. Rav Lichtenstein, it seemed to me, the Tukit says we're not even Rabbi Shmuel Jews. He called us Rabbeinu Tam Jews, I think, and from the next source, because Rabbi, there's a source that it says the last source on the bottom of the page. It says Rabbi from the Mishnah of Yafa Torah im Derech Eretz. When it says Torah is the Mishnah in Avos, Torah is good with Derech Eretz. So if you turn the page, whenever you have A with B. So which one is primary? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, B, whenever you have A and B, it's a machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, and they argue in all those places, but Rabbeinu Tam says B is primary. When you have A and with B, B is primary. So when you say Yafa Torah, im Derech Eretz is primary. We'll have to understand. And he says, just like when it says Yom Kippur with Tshuva. So that's Tshuva is B, Tshuva is the main thing. And Yom Kippur is the A, is more the tuffle. B, Yom Kippur would be the Iker. Now he's saying Derech Eretz is the Iker. What does that mean? Of course he can't say that Rabbeinu Tam says that if you go to work and you're collecting garbage and you're just being about whatever, that's the Iker of, as opposed to Talmud Torah. So Rabbi Lichtenstein said, of course, that's not what it means. What it means is that if over the course, you find yourself at your station in life where you're spending most, it's talking about quantitative, not qualitative, but quantitatively, if you're spending your day 8 to 10 hours working, there, and that's then you know, he said, that's okay. That's, you know, that, according to Rabbeinu Tam. That's Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. Derech Eretz can also be quantitatively the major part of your day. Qualitatively, though, that we know that we try to frame it with Torah, it's, you know, and but once we're done with our, you know, with our avoda and the work, the Derech Eretz, you know, what do we do with our free time? That again shows us we're always trying to be learning, but even though we're at a station in life where we're working most of the time, Talmud Torah im derech eretz, derech eretz being according to Rabbeinu Tam, quantitatively the most hours that we're using that in the day, that doesn't mean that it's more important in our minds than Torah. Of course Torah is the most important thing, but if we find ourselves in that life, that's still a solid, we're going to read what he says, I quoted him, a form of Avodas Hashem. He wants to say it's as opposed to the Rambam, who says when you divide up your day, you should be maybe learning just 3 hours, and I mean learning 9 hours and working 3 hours, and that was the next source. Look what in English, I just quoted it, this is Rav Lichtenstein, gave some sichot to some chutzna, I think in the 80s, it's developing a Torah personality. If you go to vbm.org, it's under that, and then they put it together by his light into a sefer. I think Robert Ziegler put it all together, which I recommend that book English, some English essays. So it says it is precisely what.
Leaves of Torah, I think.
No. That's volumes, by his, so. That's a different. No, he has two volumes, which we're going to. But this is by his light. So it was cool. It is precisely the kind of life described by the Rambam that Rabbeinu Tam says is not expected of us. If instead a person works 9 hours a day and learns 3 hours, he should not feel that he is not living up to God's expectation. Rather, he should feel that he is leading the kind of life which perhaps is not the pinnacle of human existence, but is the kind of solid, decent Avodas Hashem of Bechol Dracheha De'ehu, that God expects of a person in all his ways, you know, you should know him. So again, our sources are Rabbi Shmuel, maybe we're even Rabbeinu Tam, we're involved in Derech Eretz, maybe even to a large part of our day, and here we see, you know, the basis for that. Taking some other ideas off that sefer, just very quickly, so that sefer Abai is like talks about, starts off by Lavdol Shamra, the tzivui to Adam Arishon in the garden, that we should, meaning when you have just free, you know, as opposed to working, as opposed to just eat, drink, and be merry. And he says the Torah wants you to be working. But then he says, but you have work, as opposed to, what about work, as opposed to being involved in Dvar Mitzvah. So there, of course, you should be involved in mitzvahs, in direct relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he wanted to say that, also, but in your Dvar Rishus, that even in your times when you're not exactly holding a lulav, you know, blowing a shofar, but in your other parts of your life, that could also be a form of Avodas Hashem, basing himself like on this, on the Rambam, v'afil b'shashu yashan, even when he's sleeping, im yashan ladas kedei shetanuch da'ato alav, that he can relax, v'yanuch gufo, and he can rest up, kedei shelo yichale, so he won't be sick, v'lo yuchal avodat Hashem, v'hu chole, he has to do this, prevent himself from becoming sick. If he's sick, he can't serve Hashem, so he's sleeping and he's eating to have strength to serve Hashem. Nimsa shina shalo avodah l'makom baruch hu. He turned the sleeping, he's turned his eating into an avodah Hashem. It's not as direct of an avodah as hearing shofar, you know, shaking a lulav, learning Torah, but it's a form of avodah, and that's what it means. Bechol dracheha de'ehu. So that's, you know, and that's how one should live, you know, his life. Everything to be l'shem shamayim. He did say, though, in that area of Dvar Rishus, the next few sources are just showing you that how, though, that the profession that you pick out, even though that's, again, that falls under the Dvar Rishus as opposed to the Dvar Mitzvah aspect of a person's life, it does have aspects, the job that one decides to spend most of his time for the rest of his life does have an aspect of mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah to it too, and so one source was that really you can't leave on a ship if you know that there might be Chil Shabbos once you're on the ship or go on a caravan into the Midbar, you shouldn't leave the last three days before Shabbos. You can leave earlier in the week, but you shouldn't leave. And then if you happen to be in a Pikuach Nefesh situation, so you can be Mechal Shabbos, but you shouldn't do that, you know, in the last 3 days of the week. How he says, but the Ramah quotes in that source, Sheish Omim Kol Makom Shadam Holech. But if it's for your job, right, he then calls that a Dvar Mitzvah, and you could leave even within the last 3 days of the week. So you see that a source there where it talks about Schora and your job being a type of Dvar Mitzvah, and how you pick your job and how you went about it and do it can be a form also of a little bit higher form of of Avodas Hashem. And next pasuk was from a pasuk in Shmos, Vizarta etchem et hachukim et haTorah v'hodata lahem et haderech yachu bo. So the next door in the Gemara says, and Rashi quotes, Beit Chayehem is to learn, Limod Lahem Umnus, Lit Parnesbo. So again, you learn that Umnus and a job is linked a little bit higher level to a Dvar Mitzvah. Lastly, I just again went from that Sefer by his light, and then I would go back to, now we have to then go back to Rav Shem Ben Yochai. This was a little detour. Okay, we talked about that basically you should be involved in work as opposed to just leisure. And then we said in work, try to pick something which is, you know, that in all aspects, b'chol dracha de'ehu, and to serve Hashem. But then he said, and surely you should try to pick something where you maximize your time in direct dvar mitzvah in times of and minimize your time as much as you can in the dvar rishus. Try to be involved in dvar mitzvah as much as possible. But this next source was just again an interesting idea, and he says that what happens when there are certain dvar mitzvos that make overarching claims on us. He said Torah, avodah, and gemilas chasadim. All three of them you can be involved with all day. Torah makes an all our free time we have to be involved in Torah. You can say the same thing of Chesed, and you can say the same thing of Avoda, meaning of davening. Halavai, Adam Shispal Kol Hayom. So if these are all overarching values and spiritual values, so how does one juggle in his life, between those three? So the next source just actually said that there were two Tanaim in the time of the Roman times, just to tell you that you have to, according to Rav Lichtenstein, live a balanced life, and you do have to be involved in all three, and you can't just do one at the exclusion of the others. That's just an idea I just wanted to point out from the source. Because it's Geshen Pasu Rav Elazar ben Parto of Rav Chanina ben Trajon. Rav Chanina ben Trajon, we remember from the Asura Haruge Malchus, he was caught by the Romans with another Tana, Rav Elazar ben Parto, and if you read in, Rav Chanina ben Trajan was saying that even though I'm here only on one violation and you're there for five violations, I think that you're going to be freed because you were involved in Torah and Chesed, but I am going to suffer even though I'm only here for one, I'm here for less than you, because I was only involved in Torah and not Gemilas Chasadim. And then the Gemara says he wasn't involved in Gemilas Chasadim, but we have a Gemara that says he once mixed. He was a guy. You can't be a Gabbai Tztaka till you're on the level of Chanina ben Trajan. So that's only his honesty. But give me a proof that he really was involved. He once had Maos of Purim to give out on Purim, and he mixed it in with regular tzedakah money, and then so he was afraid that money wasn't going to get used on Purim, so he went into his own money and he gave out his own money to make sure that would be given out on Purim day. So you see, he was involved in Chesed. So why did Rav Chanina ben Trajan say I was only involved in Torah, not in Gemilas Chasadim? He was involved in Gemilas Chasadim, but you look at those last four lines: Mevet Avid Kedeboy Leilo Avid. I think it's a little frightening. He's saying surely he was involved in Chesed, but he wasn't involved in Chesed to the amount to a man of his stature should have been. So you see that there are certain things like Torah, Voding, Mos Chasad that make overarching claims. Rav Lichtenstein says you can't just ignore just to be involved in Torah and not the other ones, but you have to make room, even though you can try to put more time into one, that's fine, but you can't only be involved in one as opposed to the other, which he thought was very clear from this Gemara. They even said something, he quotes this thing about if you are involved just in Torah, what was that? The last line of that second page, it says Dama Rav Huna Kol Osik B'Torah Bavad Doma Kamisha Ein Lo Eloka. So some strong words if you don't. Okay, so now let me just, this next English Mar Makom was from Torah Madza Sefer of Rabbi Lam. So this is where I thought maybe Rabbi Lam and Rabbi Lichtenstein differed a little bit, because we said, I thought maybe Rav Lichtenstein is saying we are Rabbi Yishmael Jews, we're involved in Nog Behem Minog Derech Eretz, maybe even to the point of Rabbi Nutam, which even expands Rabbi Yishmael. And as opposed to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who would say, you know, you have to, you know, you have to be involved with Torah all day. But if you look at how Rabbi Lam learned Rabbi Shmuel, he said no. For Rabbi Shmuel, any activity not involving Torah study, he had the two Gemaras. So he took not the Gemara in Brachos, which is Noam Hem Minog Derech Eretz. He understood Rabbi Shmuel. He took that Gemara of Rabbi Shmuel in Menachos, which says that you can't learn Greek wisdom. And he didn't do what we did, say Greek wisdom is just a very, is way out there. He understood Greek wisdom as everything, as all, anything other than Torah almost. Anything, any, all Chachma and Mada. That's how he understood it. So he's saying, Rabbi Shmuel says you can't be involved in Greek wisdom, you can't be involved in Mada, you can't be involved in anything. He thinks only should be learning. Even his nephew, who learned all of Torah, should still just be learning. All it is v'gisa b'yom, learning, 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 according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, any activity not involving the study of Torah, other than the basic necessities for human existence and the pursuit of a livelihood, was considered bittul Torah. For such time must be devoted to the study of Torah. Because all of one's time is devoted to the study of Torah, there's no relevance to the concept of the kviyim mitim la Torah, it's all day. And then Greek wisdom is unacceptable. This view is okay. Thus, working for a living is acceptable. The study of Mada is not. So according to Rabbi Lam, we are not Rabbi Shmuel Jews. Because Rabbi Shmuel seemed to say that if you can't learn Greek wisdom, you can't learn Mada. And because really, play up the Gemara in Menachos, and all you can do from Brachos is, yeah, you have to eke out a living to live. That's you can do, but anything else to study knowledge, according to Rav Shmuel, you don't have a heter. Who then do you have a heter for? That would be Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Shimon ben Yochai in Menachos, who says, really, Talmud Torah is just morning and night. Then you have other time. You fulfill Talmud Torah, so you have time during the day to study other things. That's what where Rabbi Lam would go. So let me give three answers, though. Let's go back again. Three answers now. We gave an answer for Rabbi Shmuel. Let's give an answer for Rav Shimon ben Yochai. We said Rav Shimon ben Yochai one more time in Brachos is being very expansive. Talmud Torah, there's no, you have to do involved in all day. It's a curse to say that you should be involved in umnus and Noag b'hem minog derech eretz. You're gonna plow and reap, and so you'll never have time for learning. And then in Menachos, he says, no, you just have to say Kriya Shema morning and night. You fulfilled Talmud Torah. So which one is it? Just morning and night, or is it all day? So this seems to be a stira. So the next source, the Shach, and this I heard, I don't have the exact source, somewhere in Yoredeya, that I heard from Rabbi Sobolewski, he found the Shach that said he changes the girsa. The Gemara, and that's an easy way of solving the problem. There's no stira between Rav Shimon ben Yochai and Rav Shimon ben Yochai, because the Gemara of Menachos is not Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Amar Rav Yochum Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai Tzadok. He changes it from Rav Shimon ben Yochai to Rav Shimon ben Yochai Tzadok, so it's not a stira. So that's one answer. The second answer that he gave, he said in the name of some Achronim, is based on the Gemara in Shabbos. And here we would say that we know the famous story and this is this Gemara, that the Romans were after Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So he went into a cave for 12 years with his son, and he was learning with his son. He comes out, Rabbi Elio says, oh, they've died, they're not chasing you anymore. So he comes out of the cave. When they come out of the cave, then they see someone working. First of all, you know, they look at the world and things are burning up, and then they see someone planting, and they say, Minichan chai ha'olam va'uskin b'chai shah. They see a Jew working the field. And he says, what are you doing? You're being involved in chai shah to give up, you know, chai olam? So, you know, what are you doing? And then they were burning things up. They were criticizing people just being, you know, working, you know, normal life. So then the Baskol says, what are you going to, you know, I let you out of the cave, you're going to, you know, to destroy, to burn up my world. They went back into the cave for another year, and then when they come out, and then they resolve themselves to the, you know, to the world, they'll say, we'll live, the two of us will live, the father and son will live on a very hard level, we'll sustain the world, and the rest of the world can live, you know, how they, you know, derech eretz. So, He wanted to say, based on that Gemara, that really it is Rav Shem ben Yochai and Rav Shem ben Yochai, but it was at different stages in his life. The Gemara in Brachos, where he takes a very expansive view, was his pre-cave days, when he was very charif, and he says you should be involved in Torah all day. And the Gemara in Menachos, when he says that, no, you can be Talmud Torah more, you know, by Kriya Shema morning and night, that was his post-cave days, and that's Menachos.
He says not to tell anybody the secret.
Oh, he doesn't. Did he say it, or was it someone? Another person said it in his name, and then the other people say you should say it. Let me just go see who said that you shouldn't say it. Yeah, but that could be just again psychologically how the Ame Haaretz. V'davaz Asar Rav Chaim Lo Yomush. V'davaz Asar. That's him. It's Rav Yochanan. It's Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says in the name of Shemen Yochai. So I don't know if it's. Maybe Rav Yochanan is saying, "Don't say this to people," or Rav Shimon Yochai, and then because then Rava says, "Is it Rava right afterwards?" Says you should say it to people. So, but either way, that you see that's that might be a post-cave period, and that so then there's no steer again. But let's say right then but let's say let's try to give a third answer, and then let's look at the next two sources, and we'll say there's a third answer. So then we say let's look at the next two sources, and again we'll show a tension between a minimalist and a maximalist. The Gemara in Kedushin from Vishinantem Levanecha. So they learn on the word Vishinantem Shu Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha Sheim Yisha Lecha Adam Dava Al Tegam Gein V'Tomer Lo Ela Amar Lo Miyad. If someone, you have to know Torah according to this Gemara from the pasuk of Vishinantem Levanecha, from the word Vishinantem, you have to know Torah so well that if someone at 3 in the morning wakes you up, shakes you out of bed, asks you a shayla, you have to know it at your fingertips and not go, and start stammering and not being clear. I'm sure I have to look it up. Things have to be clear, and you have to explain it very sharply and always. So it sounds like that's a maximalist. You have to know kola Torah kula, all of Torah. However, if you look at the next Gemara in Nedarim, it talks about normally you make a neder on not something which you're obligated on already. It's you can only take a neder on something which is already optional for you, and then you take that additional thing on. So it says minayin shenishmer l'kayim es hamitzvah. However, they say, can you make a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah? So they say yes, because it's going to be mezareis you. So what about? And then it says, can you make a shvua that you would learn? V'amar of Gidol Amarav, third line. Ha'oma Ashkim Be'eshna Perek Zeh. I'm going to get up and learn. I'm going to make a siyum on this Gemara. Eshna Masechta Zu. I'm going to learn this whole Masechta. So it's Neder Gadol Nadre Elokei Yisrael. You made a beautiful neder. V'halo Mushva Omed V'Omed Hu. But isn't he already Mushva Mehar Sinai to learn? And we're going to say that learning. So you're not doing anything extra in your shvua. So it shouldn't be chal. Vein shvua chal al shvua. So my kamash malan. And if you want to say it's zariz, we already said that from the first Rav Gidol. So how kamash malan? Kevan de iboy pota nafshe bekriyash mashachris va'arvis. Mishum hachi chal shvua alei. So he wants to take a little bit more minimalist. Really, the Torah, all he needs to do is learn a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. You're taking a shvua to learn a whole masechta, so the shvua will be chal, because you're not mushpa v'omei mahar sinai on learning the whole masechta, just to learn something a little bit. So that seems very little. However, the Gemara in Kedushin seems to say that you have to know all of Torah.
Yeah, that's not how I learned it, though. Wouldn't you say
chashu,
that whatever I learn, whether I learn 1 hour, 1 hour a week, or 2 minutes, or 12 hours, I learn, though, I have to know.
Okay.
It says, do you know this? I don't know the sugya at all, but once I already say that I know the sugya, I learn the sugya, then it has to be clear.
I don't think so. I think they would. I'll look at the Ran. The Ran understood it, I think, how I understood it in the next door.
In other words, what you learn, whatever kamut that is.
There is another source that says that you shouldn't learn from your. You shouldn't forget from your learning. And that is an issue, to forget. And they're not talking about forget that happens, but honest. But if you don't approach your learning at a type of with the seriousness that you want to commit it to memory forever, but you're just doing it yeah, I'm just reading it, but not really so seriously that I don't really have to remember it, you know, that's a problem. You have to actually approach your learning like you would never forget it, and should try to be chazer it and not forget it. If you forget it, then you're honest. But you shouldn't, you know, that's one of the ways, you know, of how one should learn. But according to the Ran, he says, when the Mishnah, when the Gemara in Nedarim just said that you can be pater yourself, your mitzvah of Talmud Torah, just by learning a little bit in the morning and night, Shema, morning and night, he says, Mistavra li delav dafka b'achi. You can't really fulfill your mitzvah with just Shema morning and night, right? Shari Chayim, and he quotes the Gemara that we had just in Kedushin. Chayim kol adam limo tamid, tamid yom v'lay, like kfi kocho. So that's sort of a, you have to learn with all your, you know, kfi kocho, with the best of your ability. Again, in all your free time, as much as, you know, as much as you're able to. Bar minu perkam in Kedushin, tanu rabbanan, v'shinant v'shu divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha, and he quotes it as a maximalist, that she'im yishacha adam dova, shol tengam gein, b'tomala, v'kriya shma shach, if all you learn is Shema night and day, you're never going to get to the point of Sheheyu Dvarim Divrei Torah Mechudadim B'Ficha. So he wants to say, something which he said before, which he wants to say that when do you say Ein Isser Chal, you're Mushba Omed Mehar Sinai, you only Mushba, and then Ein Isser Chal al Shvua, Ein Shvua Chal al Shvua, I'm sorry, it's only a type of Mushma Mehar Sinai which is Mefurish B'Kra. If it's a type of something in the Torah which is Mefurish B'Kra, you can't then make a Shvua on it, because you're already Mushba from the Torah. But he wants to say Talmud Torah, since it's from Yigizu Bayom V'Layla, it's not so clear, that's why, even though it's from the Torah, and you're learning all day, you're Mushma, he wants to say, not a minimal, according to the Ran, he says you have to learn all day, Kefi Kocho, then even though you have to learn all day, still your Shvua will be Chal, because it's not the chiyuv to learn all day is not mefurish b'kra.
So what's v'shinam tem? That's not a
chiyuv
mefurish
b'kra. Right, because he wants to say right. V'shinam tem levanecha doesn't tell you all day. You learn all day from v'gisa yom v'layla. It's not very, or it's, so it's not b'shach b'chov kumecha. So it's not really, you know, super clear. There's no pasuk that says learn all day. So therefore, he says you can make a shvua on something to learn, even though you have a chiyuv to learn all day. Okay, but from these things, from the, you know, that, you know, maybe from these sources of minimal maximus, the third answer to answer Rav Shimon ben Yochai, and here we're finishing up at 10 o'clock. That really you want to say that maybe according to Rav Shimon ben Yochai, there's a two tiers to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So you want to say that Talmud Torah is like has a ma'isa mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. To be Mekayim, you have a minimal, I don't care how busy you are, you have to say Shema in the morning, Shema at night. I don't care you're busy, you have to say Shema in the morning, no matter how busy you are. So I don't care how busy you are, you have to learn a little bit in the morning and learn a little bit in the night. I don't care how tired you are. However, if a person is more, a person is very, very busy, that you can get away with just morning and night. If you're busy all day, so then you're mekayim the mitzvah. However, if you have other free time during the day, it says kfi kocho, then you have another chiyuv. You have a chiyuv not just the ma'isa mitzvah of Torah morning and night. You have a chiyuv of from the brachos that yedvarim mechudadim peficha. You have, they described this, some people have described it as yediyas haTorah. You have a chiyuv of a ma'isa mitzvah of lima Torah every day, morning and night, a little bit. Yeah, no matter what. But you also, over the course of your lifetime, have to learn all of Shas. And Poskim, you have to learn all of Torah. So you have to, Yediyas HaTorah. You have to know Sheyu Dvarim Mechudadim B'Ficha. And that is done over the course of your life in all your free time. So there's two tiers. There's one tier, no matter how busy you are, you still have to learn a little bit morning and night. And also, the other thing is that in all your free time, you have to learn to get your Tiyas HaTorah, to learn all of Torah, Sheyei Torah, Chudadim B'Ficha. And maybe that will explain Rabbi Yishmael. That's the third answer. That according to the Gemara in Menachos, he was giving you the minimum of the Ma'isav Mitzvah that you have to do no matter how busy you are. And then in the Gemara in Brachos, he was more explaining this other chiyuv that you have, the Gemara in Kedushin, that the Shehei Torah Mechudadim B'Ficha, that the course of your lifetime, in all your free time, you have to be learning. Now, free time, again, when I say free time, I say you're allowed to, you know, Minog Derech Eretz. time with your wife, time with your family, time to relax, time to, to work, time to, eat and dine. But when you have some free time, that's when, do you watch television or do you learn? The thing that you should be learning. Last page.
How would that be considered being levatul mitzvasase?
Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah. That's the Bittul. But there's no Bittul Torah when I'm involved in something positive. Now again, Rav Lichtenstein says that if you learn these things, so he wants to say reading some poetry and some history and reading and learning in psychology how the pinnacle of creation, man, not just science, mathematics and things, but even is a way of understanding and getting close to Hashem and advances a person's spirituality. If you are that sense, not necessarily have to be, but if you are the type of person that does gain spirituality through those things, then those are constructive aspect things. And Torah is not, again, Torah still has to be the ikkar. So you have to make, but if at part of the day, at the end of the day, you want to spend some time with this, then that would be, okay, and would not fall under Bittul Torah. Yes.
So right. We have to figure out what that is.
Right.
Define it in your lifetime.
Right.
There is something out there.
Yeah, that's asur. So we say heresy would be, learning heretical things, Right. So you can say Dama Lahashim. Right. But then again, but you have to be at the point where, again, he always says to know so much Torah that then you can look at all these other fields through the prism of Torah, and so you know where to put it and make sure that you always. That's the ikar, that's both in the hours that you're putting into it and your affinity to art, and then you can try to look at other things and to see if you can grow from those things too. So what is how does the Shulchan Aruch what was his name? Hanina ben Dosa. So he said, I learned all of Torah. So according to this thing, when he already had Yediyas HaTorah. So why couldn't he learn? He did the Maaseh every Yom. He already fulfilled his Yediyas HaTorah. So I just thought it was a thing. B'chol zman shelo yasek b'Torah hu shocheach. They quote, I think the Rambam quotes it, that if you're not involved in learning, you're going to forget. So there's no point really where you say you learned all of Torah, Yediyas HaTorah, because if you don't still, keep on learning, you're going to forget. So that it would even apply to Rabbi Shmuel's nephew. And so how does the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? So the Paskin seems the same, like Rabbi Shmuel, to the Nogahem Minag Derech Eretz, because he says you get up in the morning, how do you say you go to Shul? And then you go to the Beis Medrash. And Archakach, that's the second source, the second to last source, Yelech Lasagav, you should go to work. Right, the whole Torah she'ini mamulacha sofal b'teila v'garis avon. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that you wake up, you daven, you learn, and then you go to work. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, he wants to say shezo nemar l'klal ha'olam. That's for most people. And then Rabbi Shmuel, that's how you can live your life and go to work and be involved in it and know in the minhag derech eretz. Shein kulam yichol liskos la'as l'madrega ramazul yod oskan rak b'torah levadam. Aval anashim yachidim. There are a few exceptions. There are exceptional people. Yochol lematzi b'chol eit b'ofon zeh. And that's he quotes this v'zosh amu b'brachos harbe aso. That's why he says in Brachos, he was being medayik in the Gemara Toskut. It says harbe asu karev shem ben yochai, and it didn't work. Velo alta. You know why? Why didn't it work? Ratzalmo dafka harbe, because many. And this might, I don't want to apply, to in Israel where it's, the whole Chavarim. But if you say many should act like Moshe Ben Yochai, the Gemara is telling you it's not going to work. But a few Yehudei Skula that can live this life, that might work. That would be fine. That's fine. But Kadosh Baruch Hu vadi matzah lehem parnasoson, and they'll find parnasa. V'chein zeh kasev haRambam. The Rambam says shemita v'lo shifte shevet Levi bilvad. He quotes the Rambam says how Levi lived, and Levi was involved basically in the avodah and Beis Hamikdash maybe 2 weeks a year, but the other 50 weeks a year they were the rebbeim of Am Yisrael. They were involved in Torah. They were the mechanchim. And then he wants to say if anybody else wants to, his heart is dovid to Torah to such an extent and wants to be like a Levi. Again, he can't do the avoda, but being like a Levi, meaning involved in Torah this way, give up the minhag derech eretz, but rather be involved 50 weeks out of the year like that, just in Torah, he's allowed to join, in quote, Shevet Levi, and live his life you know, that way. And of course, he wants to say, if you can find a person who can then, you know, support you, and while you're learning, and he's working, and then you share the schar, well, we have models for that. And of course, you know, he's sanctioning that type of lifestyle too. So just some things to think about.
We went from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
We started by saying everyone should be learning.
Yeah.
But not everyone can learn, right? So maybe some people are going to have to go to work. That's how we started. That's the Havamina.
The Havamina.
We got from there to here.
Yeah.
It's finding a heter for those people who need to learn.
He's saying, well, most people should act like Minog, like Rabbi Shmuel, to be involved in Parnassa, and you have sources enough for that. Now again, let's talk. I mean, we are sort of, religious Jews are in a minority of Jews, and even in religious Jews, Datilu, me, or Torah Mada Jews, or Nachoma, are in the minority, also. So you always say, you have to go to Shofit Bayamim Haheim. And most of the Gedolim, I mean, honestly, are against sort of this approach of I wouldn't say Parnassa. Parnassa, they might, especially in America, they live a life of, with Parnassa, the yeshivish world. But Mada, Torah Mada, they don't, we're in a minority, ascribing to say how that can enrich our, and enrich our lives in a certain proportion. So if you're so inclined to, for that.
All this changes for us.
Right.
Because we live here.
Right.
And when you're in Eretz Yisrael, anything you're doing, even looking to Chutzar, you can do about it. Right. Parnassa, I need money.
Right. So here, work here so you're building up the state, right? Whatever you do. If you're a mechanic, if you're a farmer, if you're a
collecting
medic.
Garbage, it's Jewish garbage we're collecting.
Right, because you're building up the Dinas
Yisrael. The whole concept has to switch around.
Okay.
Which is the difference between, again, all these things are written in the Gemara.
Right, okay.
All the first and
one. However, it's also written, on the other hand, we're living in a time, they'll answer you probably, we're living in a time post-Holocaust, where Talmidei Chachamim and Torah has been decimated. And they look at the scene, maybe their Rabbanim, and say, normally, yes, the sources could have said, No Abraham Minog Derech Eretz, and you should be about, but you can't! We're post-Holocaust, we need to build up Torah! We're in a, and you know what? And
later, they have their...
Again, Rav Lichtenstein always said, almost gave you a matir. I found that interesting, is that as long as you have, what should you do in Psak? What you should do is find a Rebbe, right? And you follow your Rebbe. Ben, Lekula Ben Lechumra. You have a Shaila, you go to what your Rebbe. If you don't have a Rebbe, then you can then ask and you go, Achrei Rabim Lahatos, and you say, Rove of the people do this way, so you should be knowing this way. But not so much the person who is, the Baal Masorah, who's the Gadol, he looks at the source and comes up with his way that you should act. So, and he says, and as long as you're under that rubric and under his umbrella and under his shield, then you have who to hold by, and then it can sanction, because we can't just, he was saying, you can't go back to the Rambam, you can't just go back to the these sources and say, I'm acting this way, the Gemara and the Rishonim. You have to ask, Halacha Kebasrai. You have to ask someone nowadays in the life, ain't a Shimshon, what is it, Shmuel, Bedoro, Yiftach Bedoro, Kishmuel Bedoro. You have to ask the Gadol who's in your generation right now. So you want to say, we know that Rav Soloveitchik lived, and he was a Gadol objectively on par with all the, the other Gadol. And he espoused, he was criticized many aspects, right? But he espoused this type of Torah, allowed this lifestyle. So even though he's passed away, we can still, it's in the same, it can outlive him. Since we have that Gadol who to rely on, then we are, that sanctions our lifestyle. It was a little humbling. He was saying, that's what's sanctioning my lifestyle, as opposed to, because Rav Lichtenstein was saying, he looks around and giving, intellectually honest, there's a lot of Gedolim that are against our lifestyle. And you have to treat that with a lot of, humility. And Buddy says, we have someone, sources, of course sources to go back, the Rambam and the Gemara's names, but we also have someone who's living in our generation, who is a Gadol, who we can then say, we just like the, Rav Elazar, what was it, Rabbi Eliezer, never, was it chicken and milk, he was never, he didn't accept the Gzera, and the people in his town follow him. Rav Yossi Aglili, follow his town, and hey, so you can follow. As long as you have your Tana, your Gadol, then you follow him. So, we have someone who sanctions our, nowadays, who sanctions our lifestyle. I'm open to anything. Yeah.
I still didn't see the Chachasur.
Yeah.
And notice, in the fact that in Kriyat Shema,
yeah,
if that's our makor for everything,
yeah,
this via something the rain, everything is the best case scenario.
Right. So people mention it. I think the Ritva, and he wants to quote that according to Rabbi Shmuel, yes, it's doing mitzvahs, but you're not doing mitzvahs even on the highest level. So he even looked at Vesavta Ganecha negatively, even though you would say it seemed to be in positive, but he said, because on the highest level would somehow be the other people you'd be involved in Torah, and the other people would be working for you. Again, maybe that's going to be your most of Mashiach. It might be your most of Mashiach. I don't know.
But it's pshat. It's not Moshe Mashiach.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pshat. How can any of it just drush? His drush.
I think it's a strong question. I think, but it has been addressed. But it's a good.
And then they use Yeshua. They're using pesukim from the Tanakh
to learn.
Uproot what's from the pshat in the Torah.
Uh-huh.
And we get further down. Ganecha. We say the whole idea of limud Torah is from Kriyat Shema.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're telling us. Go learn Kriyat Shema.
Right.
That's enough to understand Kriyat Shema.
That's a very good point.
This question.
Uh huh. Because if you're vasafta ganecha and learning and being involved and relying on Hashem, then that's a b'chol dracha de eyu type of life, and it's in la'avda, it's you being ovid Hashem in all your ways, and things will be good, and that's what Hashem wants of you.
Okay. The answer is it depends what works. Depends what works.
Right.
Depends what practically comes out. If everyone's in Torah and Avoda and everyone's in Amaretz, or 99% Amaretz, that doesn't work.
Right.
If everyone's a Haredi and learns tremendous things, but everyone's, an inch away from being impoverished and dying, that doesn't work.
Right.
So that's the whole, what works.
What's your libo is,
what, right. Practically.
Speaking. Right. And personal decisions.
Let's see the Rambam. Yeah.